This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia and security of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated India's strong condemnation of all attacks on the UAE that have resulted in loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. He added that both sides agreed on the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through Strait of Hormuz. During the conversation, the Prime Minister said that they will continue to work together for the early restoration of peace, security and stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also conveyed advanced Eid greetings to the President of UAE. French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country is ready to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, but only as part of a mission separate from the current Middle East war. Speaking ahead of a security meeting at the Elysee Presidential Palace, he stressed any mission should require discussions and de-escalation with Iran and must be entirely separate from the ongoing military operations and bombings. Air India and Air India Express will operate 50 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today. Of them, 26 will be scheduled and 24 will be non-scheduled services, Air India said in a statement. The ongoing conflict in the region involving the US, Israel and Iran has disrupted flight operations. Iran has confirmed the killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and the head of Basij Force Ghulam Reza Soleimani in Israeli strike. Larijani was one of Tehran's most prominent figures in the ongoing war against the US and Israel and close confidant of slain leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his son Mojtaba. The confirmation comes hours after Israel said it eliminated two of the top Iranian security officials, including Larijani, in an Israeli strike aimed at weakening the Iranian leadership amid the ongoing conflict. Iran's Fars News agency said Larijani was targeted by American and Israeli fighter jets while he was at his daughter's house in the Pardis district east of Tehran. The Election Commission has deployed 1,111 central observers for the assembly elections of Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and the by-elections in six states. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has reiterated that the polls will be conducted in a free, fair, violence-free and inducement-free manner, ensuring that every voter can exercise their franchise without fear or favour. The election campaign in Kerala has gained fresh momentum following the release of the first phase of candidate lists by the three major political fronts. Meanwhile, election observers are scheduled to arrive in Kerala today, while expenditure observers had already reached the state yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Even though the deadline for filing nominations is March 23, the announcement of the initial candidate list by major fronts has intensified campaign activities. Informal campaigning had already been progressing in many regions even before the official declarations were made. The LDF and the NDA had earlier released their first lists. Yesterday, Congress, the prominent constituent of the UDF, announced a list of 55 candidates. The BJP announced a list of 47 candidates on Monday. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Sensex Nifty opened higher for third consecutive day as markets bounced back from last week's sharp correction triggered by the West Asia conflict. Sensex opened 76,367, up 296 points, while the Nifty started about 50 points higher at 23,632 in the opening trade today. In the broader market, small cap stocks witnessed the sharpest uptick. The Nifty's small cap 50 rose 0.51%, while the Nifty small cap 100 and Nifty small cap 250 gained 0.39% each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.